The eventual trial of Saddam Hussein moved one step closer yesterday. The Iraqi Governing Council chose 7 investigative judges and 5 prosecutors to take charge of the case against Saddam and other members of his regime. Because of security concerns, their names are not being made public. The man overseeing the Iraqi Special Tribunal is Salem Chalabi. He's a U.S.-educated lawyer. He's also the nephew of Ahmed Chalabi, the head of the Iraqi National Congress. Salem Chalabi says one problem the investigators face is preserving evidence.
Some of the mass grave sites have been tampered with by families of the victims. There are a significant number of mass grave sites that have not been tampered with because they've either not been discovered or have not been declared. There is a group of people working on mass grave sites that are looking into this and into preserving the mass grave sites. That's a potential source of weakness for us.
What other sorts of evidence might you be thinking about introducing at this trial?
First, there's documentary evidence. If you stand bits of paper up, the coalition has something like 8.5 miles worth of documents. And then the various Iraqi political parties and the Iraqi human rights organizations have another maybe 20 to 30 tons of documents. So there's a huge amount of documentary evidence that would need to be introduced, or analyzed at least. Then witness testimony, which is another key dimension of this. Currently we have a lot of witness testimonies that have been given over the last few months, but not in any organized fashion, so we need to organize them. And we do intend to introduce a plea bargaining process. So that plea bargaining process would also provide people with witness testimony.
What kinds of things might be in those documents that you mentioned?
Orders to kill people. The other day I was handed a photocopy of a document which dealt with the procedures to be followed in the killing of 5,000 members of the Barzani tribe. And this was in 1983. And, an official document signed by an individual who is now in custody. And it is clearly a document that is significant. I was also handed, interestingly, I have not analyzed it or anything because I'm not, in the investigative side of things, but I was also handed a tape in which, Saddam Hussein personally orders some individuals working for him to pursue that particular killing that I just mentioned.
An actual tape, an audio or video recording?
Yes, an audio tape. And the voice has been authenticated by experts, actually.
What guarantees do you think you'll be able to make to witnesses who might testify at these trials? Guarantees about their own protection and their safety?
Well, we're starting a witness protection program here. Iraq is unlike the United States. It's not a country that people can easily hide in. If you want to look out for some people, it's easy. You can't just give people a new identity. But on the other hand, there's such a large number of people who are potentially wanting to come forward that I don't think the security stretch will necessarily be a problem. And, if we protect the identity of the witnesses, which we intend to do under our procedures that we're drafting to put out for comment to the international community, one would have the ability to protect witnesses.
Would that involve then, say, providing them asylum in another country?
We're actually talking to a couple of countries about this.
Can you give us a timetable of when you'd expect this trial to begin?
No, I can't. I imagine that it will take us several months to get to the level of indicting some people. The indictments of somebody like Saddam, which is a bit more complicated, may take a longer period.
Mr. Chalabi, thanks for talking with us today.
Sure.
Salem Chalabi is Director General of Administration for the Special Tribunal that will prosecute Saddam Hussein. He spoke with us from Baghdad.